during the 3 weeks, Rav Nevenzahl writes, we should have a she'ifa l'kirbas Hashem, a desire to closer to Hashem, to get back to Beis HaMikdash. The more we have a she'ifa for Ruchnius, that's one step closer to the Ge'ula. So let's talk about the right way versus the wrong way to develop closest to Hashem. The right way to move forward in Ruchnius. So Rav Nevenzahl again discusses the chait of the Levana. Very interesting idea. He says like this. You know, we don't understand. Anachnu kamavan lo mevinim ma ze chait ha-levana. What is that? Chait ha-levana? We don't know what it means exactly. But Chazal did describe it to us. So we can learn from it something. What can we learn? As follows. The Levana said, Hashem, you can't have two kings in a serving. You can't have two equal leaders here. It's Ein Romein L'Shnei Melachim L'Shamesh B'Keter Echad. Hashem said, you're right, I'll make you smaller. It was a mistake what the Levana said. Now, what exactly was the chait? Rav Nevenzahl writes that the Levana had a good taina. A good taina. You can't have two leaders exactly the same strength. The Levana should have said either, Hashem, make me smaller, or, if the Levana didn't want that, the Levana should have said, Hashem, make the Shemesh bigger. He says, in the Levana Choshevis, Shein Ra'ui L'Shnei Melachim L'Shamesh B'Keser Echad, Ha'is Hashich L'Vakish O L'Hakinas Ha'atzma, or, L'Hagdil Me'Hashem, L'Hagdil Es HaShemesh. If the Levana did that, it would have become closer to Hashem. Why? Why? Because Hashem is a no-saying. Hashem is a no-saying. That's the Hashem gives everything. And if a person wants to be more godlike, then he has to be a no-saying, and he gets closer to Hashem. The Levana should have asked Hashem, please give the Shemesh more. That way, we can't have two Malchim with the same kesem. That the Levana had a good taina. Can't have two the same. The Levana's mistake was, instead of asking for the Shemesh to be smaller, instead of asking for himself to be bigger, he should have asked for the Shemesh to be bigger. Wow. Hamusa bishvilenu. That what? Kishirotzim lahaktines azulas. Misrachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you make somebody else smaller, you're going away from Hashem. Kishrotzim es tovas oshel azulas. When you genuinely want to help others, you're getting closer to Hashem. Beautiful idea. Miskarvim Hashem. Lahagilos azulas miskarvim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh. This is a lesson for us. The Levana had a shifa ruchanis, but you have to know the right way and the wrong way to grow in ruchnius. You have to know the right way and the wrong way to go forward in ruchnius. Going forward in ruchnius can't be al cheshbon shalachem, to push somebody out of the way. You have to go forward in ruchnius in the right way. Oh, he tells an amazing story. A Talmud once came to the Netziv. Rav Nevenzahl said this to hear the story from Rav Shlomo Zalman. A Talmud came to the Netziv on Simchas Torah, and he asked him for a bracha. The Netziv gave him a bracha. He should be matzliach and limud Torah. He should be a gadol, wealthy, and find a shidduch. That's quite a bracha. Yatzliach b'limud, ya gadol, ashir, b'imz a shidduch. The Talmud said, Rebbe, no. It's not the bracha I want. What bracha do you want? The Netziv asked. I want to be the Rosh Kabahag. I want to be the Rosh Kobaneg. I want to be the Gadol Ador, the greatest. I want to be the Gadol Ador. So the Netziv said, Shaita, I'm willing to give you a bracha, but I'm not willing to curse the rest of Am Yisrael, that everyone else should be smaller than you. If I give you a bracha to be the greatest, I'm saying everyone else should be smaller than you. Wow. You have to know the right way in Ruchnius as well. And this was the sharp vort of the Netziv, that to give him a bracha, to be a gadol, is one thing, but that everyone else should be lower, that he's the Rosh Kabahat, Rosh Kobanei Agola, that the Netziv wasn't going to do. Very deep Muslim. Now, Reb Saul here again develops the theme of the Karbanos and the Shemesh and the Levana. We already discussed earlier that there's a Karban Chatas on Rosh Chodesh and all the Yom Tovim, because all of those are linked to the moon. That's one idea. Okay. This is right. That okay. There's another idea. Rav Neven Saul writes that Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and as opposed to the Karban Tamid and Shabbos, those are linked only to the sun, and therefore they're more perfect in a sense, and there's no Karban Chatas. There's another similar angle, but it's not the same. It's even deeper. Shabbos was created and was generated directly by Hashem. Hashem said, I rest on Shabbos, this Shabbos is going to be Shabbos. Every day of the week, generated by Hashem. Hashem says, I want the sun to rise and the sun to set. Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim all were generated by something that the brewing made a mistake. Kol ha-mo'ados he-ma'idei ha-pagamim shel ha-brewing. For example, why do you have Rosh Chodesh? We have Rosh Chodesh because of the chet of the Levana. That because the Levana complained, Hashem worked out Rosh Chodesh the way it's going to be. Rosh Hashanah, Rav Ben Saul writes, Ayidei chet ha-adam ha-rishon, b'yetz hadas, Yom Hadin. Rosh Hashanah became Yom Hadin because that was the day Hashem judged Adam for the chet of eating from the Eitz Hadas. So Rosh Hashanah as Yom Hadin is Noveya from chet of Adam Arisha. Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha for chet Ega. Yom Kippur became the day of Slicha for chet Ega. That was part of Yom Kippur. That was Hashem gave us for chet Ega. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are all Novin, they all flow out of leaving Mitzrayim. Now, we wouldn't have left Mitzrayim had there not been Galus Mitzrayim. And Galus Mitzrayim was because of a chait, the different chatayim that Chazal say led to the Galus Mitzrayim. Chazal give different pshatim. Either Avram lacking a little bit of Amunah, Chazal say, when he asked B'moita Ki Rashena, or other things that Chazal say. So, this is very deep. If the Avos had been more perfect, there wouldn't have been a need for, there wouldn't have been Galus Mitzrayim, there wouldn't have been a need for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's this very deep idea. All of the Rosh Chodesh and all of the Moadim relate to a mistake that the Nivraim made. And therefore there's a Chatas. But Shabbos and the Karban on Shabbos and the Karbanos Tamid every day, those are what Hashem created directly. They're perfect, no Karban Chatas. A second very deep angle. So you're striving for Ruchnius growth. Don't do it the way the Levana did it. Right? That's the wrong way. But now sometimes, when you're striving for Ruchnius growth, you have to know that sometimes you're supposed to say, you know what? I'm going to be a bit of a Vatran in Ruchnius, because it's a mila for some other angle. In other words, you want to grow, you have to make sure that sometimes you have to take a step back, because fighting here causes a chesaron in somewhere else. There's a famous maaseh with the Rosh Salanter, that it was in some shuls, when there's a yard site for someone, so the meaning is, the person who has a yard site goes up and davens for the yom. What if there are two yard sites, so there are rules and regulations, which one's supposed to go up? So Rav Sosalant was in a shul once, where based on the rules and the halachos, he was supposed to be the chazan, but there was somebody else there who was fighting and upset about him. Rav Sosalant said, okay, you can be the chazan. And Rav Sosalant said, what my mother gets for me doing this chesed on her yard site is a greater ili l'nishmasa than me being a chazan. this other Jew is having tsaras, he's mitzar. For me to calm this other Jew down and give in, although I'm not the chazan now, I'm not getting the zchus of being the chazan, the extra brachos and all those things, no. But it's a greater zchus for my mother that I'm doing this chesed for another Jew, I'm letting him be the chazan. It's a famous story of Nemetzal quotes in a few places where he saw Salatah. Should be fighting over the Kaddish. Oh. He tells another story. Rav Zal Salanta used to oversee the baking of matzahs 1 year by himself. 1 year he was sick, he couldn't do it. So he sent his Talmidim to do it for him, to go to the certain place he would go to, the bakery, and oversee the baking of the matzahs. They asked him, do you have any special instructions? So here's the one special instruction which he gave. There's a woman who works there, Isha Almana, an old widow. You have to be very careful, lo litza'erecha, don't make her upset. B'derech ha'tavo, people are watching with the matzahs, and they say, go faster. And here, da'af, it's the Eitz HaTov, right? The Eitz HaTov is to avoid chametz. You want the matzah to be made in the best way? So sometimes, so Akim Alea, Tabdim Air, work hard, and you start yelling at her. Sarichizarma Od Lolit Sarosa. You can't cause pain to an almana. And he says like this. We know that Chametz, this is the plan words, Chametz is not batel on Pesach, even Bemashu. But Chametz before Pesach is batel. But the tsar of an Isha Alman is not batel ever. L'tzair alman of mashu ze midaraisa, lo midaraban midaraisa of mashu. To cause any pain to an almana is aser midaraisa, even a little bit. So again, here's another idea. You have to be super careful. It's good to have the matzahs made in the most chumratic way. Yes, but as long as you're watching properly, to cause her tsar is a terrible avera. So he's warning them: don't let your zeal to make the matzahs properly cause you to cause her tzar. He has a similar story of Shalom Shadron, the famous Magid Zatzal. He was matkit to always eat the achkom by chatzos, which is what one is supposed to do. One time he was, it worked out, he was at the Seder of an almana, and the Seder went on and on, and he didn't say anything. Someone said, you know, we can make it quicker and you can get the Akhmet and you can get to the Akhmet come back. He said, no, not at all. Why not? He said, this woman's an Alman. And she has a simcha that her children are around her telling her the story of Tzibetz Yes Mitzrayim. I'm going to take away that simcha because of a chumra about the Akhmet Komen. She doesn't have a husband. At least she hears her children. And all about Yes Mitzrayim. I should cause her tsar. Now again, you have to know. It's because it was a chumrah. Rav Nemetzal writes, if you felt it was a real din and a chiyuv with no way out, and you have to find a way to balance. But here, it's a mitzvah, a big mitzvah deraisa, to bringing her simcha, versus a chumra midirabanan. So you have to know. So for this, you have to learn. You have to know. You always have to know. You have to ask, and you have to ask shailos all the time to know the proper balance for things. This comes up a lot in real life. Trying to find the right balance. You have to always ask. Ask your rebbes. Ask for guidance. You want to keep a chumra. I know for myself when I came to Israel and I began putting my tzitzis out. So it really bothered my mother. So I asked my rabbi, and they said, so keep them in when you're at home around your mother. I know that I always kept them out. And so that's the hadracha that I received. My parents weren't asking me to change everything that I wanted. This is my mother, like, when we went shopping, she didn't look like the way it looked. So my hadracha was, so put them in when you go shopping with your mother. So it shouldn't bother her. And he goes, very good advice. If you're keeping a chumra at home, which is causing tsaras to your parents, you have to figure out how to balance it. How do you know? Ask. Ask your rebbes. Ask your mentors. Ask. This happens all the time. Things like this. You have to always try to find the right balance. So that's this sikha of Rav Nevin Saul. We have to strive for growth in ruchnius. There's the right way and the wrong way. The Levana taught us the wrong way, and from there we can learn the right way. And with all our striving to go forward in ruchnius, we have to be careful not to step on other people's toes while we're doing it. With the examples which Rav Nevin Saul brought, how do you know how to strike the right balance? Ask Shilas. Okay, we'll stop.